Step one. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step one. You need never drink again. From Helen in Milton Keynes. It took this alcoholic many years to admit real powerlessness over alcohol. I first came to AA aged 26, desperately unhappy with my life and looking for a solution. And I grabbed hold of the idea of being an alcoholic and that stopping drinking would solve all my problems. I went to a few meetings and then decided that I felt a bit of a fraud coming back because I did not identify with people who struggled to not drink. I'd realised I could not drink, and that was that. For the next 3 years, I did not drink. At first, life got a lot better. I started to keep some friendships because I was no longer putting people off with drunken behaviour. However, as time wore on, I started to notice that I was not capable of doing life as people around me appeared to be able to do. There was something wrong with me, which meant that I could not brush off upsets, that is, resentments as I now call them, and anything that worried me and gripped my mind uncontrollably. I asked friends for help and just got odd looks. In the end, I figured that the difference between them and me was that they drank and I did not. So I thought I should try drinking. Alcohol is indeed cunning, baffling and powerful. Out of the blue one day, I decided to join people in a gin and tonic. To my surprise, nothing happened. I just had one drink. I concluded that I could not be an alcoholic and could drink as much as I like. And so I did. The next time I drank, I polished off a couple of bottles of gin. But there was no stopping me then. I decided I was not an alcoholic. What followed was just over 7 years of alcoholic drinking. Sometimes it was binge drinking and sometimes daily drinking. I found that if I practiced binge drinking, I completely lost control. And that made me feel very anxious and awful afterwards. If I did daily drinking, I drank less, so the consequences weren't quite so bad. But in less than a week, I'd become terribly depressed. I could never get the balance right. The common denominator was that I was drinking when I decided I wouldn't and when I did not want to. But I was helpless against the sick, painful feeling in my stomach that only a drink would take away. For years, I tried all sorts of remedies. I took up yoga and meditation. I went on retreats. I gave up spirits. I gave up drinking outside my home. I stopped keeping alcohol at home. I left jobs and relationships. I relocated. I had counselling and psychotherapy. I tried so hard and yet I could not admit that I had a problem with alcohol. I would admit to being anxious and depressed, but I'd never mention alcohol. And it was a rare person who mentioned it to me. Somewhere I must have realised I was powerless, because I had a brief 10 days in AA to make sure I kept an important appointment. But then, when that was all done, I decided I could do the job myself and quickly got drunk. Finally, after another 15 months of more trying to stop drinking on my own, I came to AA. I was exhausted with the effort of not drinking. I'd even managed 5 months without a drink at one point. But heartbreakingly drunk again, because I simply had no other way to deal with feelings I could not then even name. I'd realised that I could not stop and stay stopped on my own, and I could not deal with my own feelings either. I came to a meeting, not quite sobered up, broken and defeated, and heard the words, "You need never drink again." I've kept coming back, and one day at a time, that has been true for over 6.5 years now. End.